This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We are launching the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You will sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you're on our Discord server. So go to discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up, the New Zealand shooter, the person who slaughtered dozens of innocent, peaceful people about a week, was it a week ago now at this point? A week and a day or so? That person's manifesto, the 74-page meme-filled manifesto that this person wrote, is now being officially classified as so-called objectionable by the chief censor in New Zealand. That's right. If you didn't know, New Zealand has a chief censor. Censorship is a thing there, and it has been for quite a long time.
It is verboten?
It is, and we can tell you more about that.
Why does
your
German accent sound so much more authoritarian?
Let's go to Mark first, though, because you can bring up whatever you want. In the last hour, we were discussing this patriarchy chicken game that a obsessed college professor has been playing as she's been walking to work through train stations and such. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I'm listening to what she had to say about her, and she sounds like she's being really aggressive trying to get through crowds of people, kind of in your face. Is that kind of what's going on there?
She says that she will not give way. She doesn't. According to the story that she wrote, she doesn't appear to be attempting to get in people's way, but she simply will not move.
Well, it's inevitable that she's going to be in somebody's way because of the packed conditions of where she is.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll just give you an example. I'm 5'8". I've been told I'm a short guy. Well, I learned something a long time ago from my mother, who is 5'2", real tiny lady. If we're in a packed area, things are busy, and it's kind of like what some of your other callers were saying, people don't pay attention to anything outside, you know, what they're doing right then and there. So if things are crowded, my mom always used assertiveness and politeness just to get where she was going. And you don't have to be a guy. You don't have to be big. You don't have to be, you know, trying to get in somebody's way or trying to get someplace. All you got to do is just go about your business and say, hey, excuse me, can I come through, and just keep going. And people will realize, hey, somebody's there, I'm in the way, and they'll move. Just good common sense helps in a lot of those situations.
Yeah, I mean, most people are relatively kind and good. And when they are brought to attention, if they're in their oblivious state, if you can somehow snap them out of it, you know, get their attention, then they will usually realize, oh, whoops, I did put my cart in your way. I'm so sorry. And they'll move, you know, whatever.
Yeah, one thing I learned as a kid, or maybe growing out of being a kid, is that I would be quiet and I had a high-pitched voice. For one, older people have higher have more difficulty hearing a higher pitched tone anyway, so a kid's going to be a bit more difficult to hear. But I mean, you just got to say excuse me, you know, and do it as nicely as you can. You don't want to you know, be mean about it or anything like that, but just say excuse me, and things tend to work out pretty well. I've just looked up the average height of an American man. Looks like 5'8" is average.
Oh, I'm average. That's nice to know.
It's better to be average.
Yeah. So I guess what they're lacking over there in the UK is just a little bit of politeness and common sense, maybe. But it seems like from what I'm hearing from most of your callers is, you know, just
people can't
relate, have common sense, and people are generally, you know, they're good people, like you said.
Not one caller has been able to relate to this woman, the professor who is obsessed with clashing with men on her walk to work. And Mark, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's change gears. Get into New Zealand.
Before you go on, that kind of, do you feel like I can X out the I'm completely oblivious to my own and my male friend's behavior since we have now asked at least a half a dozen people who have called in and had their opinions?
I think we're narrowing down to she's crazy.
Well, things could be different
option.
Things could be different in London.
That is still an option.
Still an option.
Sure. It is dreary there. Maybe people are really mean.
It's also multinational. Like, it's about as multinational as a city gets.
Sure.
So you have lots of different people with lots of different opinions on how, you know, gender stereotypes work and all that other stuff. I'm not willing to let that necessarily go, but I can tell you I started from a position of defensiveness. This whole, whenever anyone uses the term patriarchy, and, you know, if Dr. Riley ever listens to this and manages to hear her fame on national radio on 200 radio stations, the word patriarchy is offensive. Right off the bat, it starts people off on the wrong foot.
It suggests that men are in charge, men are in control.
Right. I don't live in a world where men are in charge or men are in control. I just don't.
Your wife controls the finances.
Right. My wife runs the books in the house. She also runs the house, basically. Mm-hmm. And I work from home. So, you know, she doesn't bother me about my business and the things I do. She doesn't want anything to do with it, but she runs her household. I was raised in a household with two women, my mother and my grandmother. My dad worked and was out of the house most of the day, mm-hmm. 80 hours a week he was working. So I went to a school where every single teacher in my elementary school was a woman. Mm-hmm. Most of mm-hmm. them throughout my high school and middle school career were women. I worked in several jobs where women were the boss. I don't know what somebody's talking about when they talk about the patriarchy. So what it feels like is an unfair accusation to me, and lots of men that I know feel the same way. I am sure that there are households across America and around the world where women are subjugated and treated poorly. I am not a fool. I don't necessarily, but when you use the patriarchy, it sounds like a very overarching term. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that we've handled whatever the patriarchy problem is.
Yeah.
That's how I feel anyway.
Well, didn't they find out recently at Google that actually men were getting paid less than women there?
Right. They found out that when Google went through to check on its pay, that women on average were getting paid more than men doing the same work in the same hours. So, you know, a lot of the problems that people who claim to be feminists have to do with pay discrepancies, and they continue to forward this notion that women are getting paid less, and it is true that women will be paid less. It's also true they work fewer hours and are more likely to call in.
So let's change gears here. We got New Zealand, the latest on the shootings, the horrifying, you know, slaughter of 50 innocent, peaceful people there in Christchurch, New Zealand last week. We've already seen the stories about young men getting arrested, one was 18, another 22 years old, being arrested for simply possessing and or sharing the video of the shootings, which has been taken down left and right by sites like Facebook and YouTube. We even found that the DTube, which is supposed to be a censorship-free platform, even took down one of the links to the video there. So we know that the folks over in New Zealand are not fans of freedom of speech, the government there. And presumably a lot of the people there agree because this is how they were raised. They were raised in a society where they were allowed to have freedom of speech.
Certain things are just not said.
And according to Chief Censor David Shanks, in a story from radionz.co.nz.
Before you go on, Reporters Without Borders ranks New Zealand 8th. As freedom of the press.
My God.
The United States is something like 45th.
I don't even understand how that could be possible.
They don't value it the same way that you do. They've got a liberal bias that says that a more liberal country can't possibly be saying anything wrong.
A publication reportedly written by the man accused of the Christchurch shootings has been officially classified as objectionable by the chief censor. The document has been examined under the Films, Videos, and Publications Classification Act and was deemed objectionable for a number of reasons. Chief Censor David Shank says others have referred to the publication as a manifesto, but he considers it a, quote, crude booklet.
Crude booklet. It is not a manifesto. It is a crude booklet.
Which promotes murder and terrorism. Mr. Shank says this publication crosses the line to make it objectionable under New Zealand law. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts welcome on censorship or, you know, feminism or whatever it is that's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. Open phones, as always. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just get on over to the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. It is pretty easy to get in there and then join one of those top four rooms. The on-air call-in lines, we'll see you there. We'll join you in there, and you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. I know Bitcoin's been around for a decade now, and you might feel like you've missed the boat, that it's too late. It's not.
I don't believe it
I
is.
I suspect. No. This is, you know, the world of money. 10 years is a drop in the bucket. This right. thing's just getting started.
So, and many people would say that Bitcoin, it had this big run-up last year. It's been 12 months, and it's holding pretty steady at this point for as far as pricing goes. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think pricing is the end-all, be-all of this technology. This technology is likely... and lots of other people believe the same thing, the greatest advance we've seen in currency in our lifetimes and likely since the creation of paper money.
Mm.
It's the biggest invention since the internet itself. And, you know, one would want to get on board relatively early. This is still, think of the internet at 10 years out. That's where Bitcoin's at now.
Most people at 10 years out on the internet hadn't even heard of it.
Yeah, if they had heard of it, they didn't. They considered it to be too complicated for them and not practical for life. Just not going to go anywhere. Paul Krugman, I believe, has said something like the fax machine is a greater piece of technology than the internet will ever be, or something like that. I hope I don't have that quote too far off.
It sounds familiar. So go to Bitcoin.com. It's not too late to get in on this thing and learn about the basics. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy over there at Bitcoin.com. Plus, there's news headlines at their news site at news.bitcoin.com. You can engage with the community on their Bitcoin forum, learn how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and find out where you can spend it over at Bitcoin.com. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts coming up, we'll continue on the continuing crackdown. This isn't anything new in New Zealand. The crackdown on freedom of speech, because there is no freedom of speech there. There's official government censors. That's a job that they have in the New Zealand government. It's anathema to us here in the United States. It's shocking. But over there, I guess it's normal. We go first to Libertarian Banker listening online. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. So the story out of New Zealand, I mean, I've been following this closely. And what cracks me up, and you guys talked about this too, is that this commission and these commissioners have made this video, you know, they've declared it illegal to watch.
That's right.
But I would guarantee that they sat in a room around a video screen, a video from start to finish in order to make that determination. So it's okay if they do it. If they sit in a room and they're bureaucrats, decide that this video is objectionable, well, they're not going to go to jail. But if you go online and click on this video and view it, you will.
See, that's the burden that they've taken on for themselves, the burden of the responsibility of having to watch all of these horrific things in order to protect people. Don't you see?
Well, that is the ridiculous statement that's being made right now. And you know, the slippery slope argument's an old one. It really is. But it holds true.
It's also called a logical fallacy.
Tell me that. Tell me about that.
Well, the slippery slope argument is considered a logical fallacy. Because we slip a little bit doesn't mean that we will slip a lot, necessarily. But, you know, people use it regularly, and one of the reasons that it's considered an argument that people use is because, yeah, some slopes are slippery. It's just that just because some slopes are slippery, not all are.
Well, but when it comes to the government, it's normally when we'll use it as in, like, oh, the government shouldn't do X because it's a slippery slope, and then you're going to see them do Y and Z later. That's just kind of the nature of the state. You know, slippery slope is just a way to get people to kind of, it's colloquialism, I think, to get people to understand what you're saying. The longer way of explaining it is once the government starts to do a thing, they do more of that thing and they get worse, meaning doing it more invasively or whatever, more expensive. The government continues to destroy freedom because people allowed it to take a little bit of freedom. In the beginning, whether we're talking about business regulations or whether we're talking about, you know, the unending taxation that we're all subjected to in, you know, all the various different political jurisdictions of the world. It's, you know, it is definitely a slippery slope when it comes to government because they don't ever go back. You know, they don't they don't take a step in one direction and then decide they've made a mistake and then go back the other way. Almost never.
Once they have a board of about 10 bureaucrats, we need 11. That'll be the tiebreaker, right? And then we need 12, and then we need 13, and it just keeps going on until they have, you know, a whole bureaucracy of people that go around viewing offensive videos and deeming them, you know, unworthy. This is the slippery slope is not so dangerous as in they're going to take away. It's that they're going to waste your damn money, you know, looking at this video. They're going to create a government program because of this.
Right, chasing wild geese.
Just to be clear, the government program already exists. It's the 1993 Films, Videos, and Publications Classification Act in New Zealand, which is just the latest version of censorship that has been imposed in that country for more than 100, maybe 200 years or something. Basically, since the beginning of New Zealand, there's, as I understand it, my brief research on it a few days ago, they've been censoring all kinds of things. T-shirts, books, music, movies, video games, you name it. Now, apparently, a manifesto, simple, you know, document. These things, this is not new. It's only new to us because we don't live there. We don't have the experience of this.
Well, to be fair, the movie itself fits the definition.
The shooting video?
Yeah, the shooting video fits the definition of what would be called a snuff film in the United States, which is illegal. It is illegal to have a snuff film in the United States.
Is it really?
It's my understanding. I'm looking online here, and all the evidence is that is true.
Is this under the obscenity rules?
I don't know. I don't think it's under the obscenity rules. I think there's
a
specific
law. So, Mark, you're saying a snuff film is one where they show somebody dying, right?
Right. Somebody is being murdered intentionally on a video for the purposes of creating a video. Like, they're not being murdered. It's like, 'cause you can see all kinds of videos in the United States of somebody being murdered.
Sure, like the U.S. military murdering people. Oh, wait, it's not murder when they do it. The U.S. military killing people, for instance.
If the video is created for the purpose of showing, a video, of creating a video, right? Like somebody's killed for the purpose of creating the video.
Do you think there's some sort of commercial? Maybe there's a commercial purpose there.
Well, in a lot of cases, they're sold, and usually there's a torture aspect that goes with it. And honestly, if you take the definition, and I don't like to go here, but it's the God's honest truth, is that child pornography sits in the same genre. It's a crime that's occurring and being videotaped, and then the video becomes a crime. So, I mean, interesting, in, you know, places around the world, armed robberies, video of an armed robbery isn't a problem. But it is if it's like murder.
Banker, if you want to continue the conversation, you can hang on. We'll do that here. Mark, according to at least an article written in 2012 at TheVerge.com, it says here, it is illegal to murder someone, illegal to watch somebody get murdered and not report it, but it's not illegal to watch an online snuff film, at least not at the moment. We can get into it a little bit further here, but again, this is 2012, so if you're saying it's changed recently. Okay, more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presidential candidates are weighing in after special counsel Robert Mueller announced he's done with the Russia probe. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says Attorney General William Barr should release the entire report.
I think history's got its eyes on him, and he needs to do the right thing and release the report with obviously the appropriate aspects of national security or personal information redacted.
Senator Bernie Sanders echoed those same comments at a rally in San Diego, California. ISIS has reportedly lost control of its last stronghold in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces press office says that ISIS has been defeated as the region around Baghouz has been freed, ending the self-proclaimed caliphate formed in 2014. The IRS announced that tax refunds are very close to last year's average. The average person is getting back $2,957, which is $3 less than last year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio. Oh, Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a talented agent. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I wasn't expecting to end up talking about snuff films tonight, but I guess it's a legitimate place to go after having discussed the New Zealand censors and how they are now going to be censoring not just the video of what happened with the shooting, the horrific shooting down in Christchurch, New Zealand, late last week, but also the manifesto. The manifesto, a 74-page manifesto that was written.
The bureaucrat called it a booklet.
He called it a crude booklet. And so they're now going to make that illegal, punishable by up to 14 years in prison if you are found knowingly possessing or sharing said objectionable material in New Zealand. And Libertarian Banker is on the line with us here. We're going to get back to him and his thoughts. Banker, you're back with us. So I was doing a little bit, we're both doing a little bit of searching there, Mark, and you said that you found a story about a Supreme Court that overturned in the U.S.
No, that was a story about animal cruelty videos.
Oh, okay.
So it may be snuff films are legal in the United States. This is not...
2012 Verge article says that it is legal to watch an online snuff film. Now, it doesn't say to possess the actual file. It doesn't address that, but I suspect that it would be legal.
I would imagine if you were involved in producing a snuff film as accessory to murder.
If you're producing that's a whole other story, because most snuff films are fake, first and foremost. But if there actually is a real snuff film, then you're talking about really extinguishing someone's life on video. And, yeah, if you're involved in that, you're absolutely guilty of conspiracy to commit murder.
And then you're just an idiot because you just shared your evidence of the crime to the public.
Yeah. So I would say that it's likely that a snuff film is highly illegal to possess in a place like New Zealand.
And Canada, by the looks of it.
But probably legal to possess. But again, we're not attorneys, so, you know, this isn't legal advice.
And if you want any moral advice, don't look at snuff films. It looks awful.
It's sick. Yeah, it's pretty sick. But some people,
my ultimate point with, I think, calling in, and sorry to interrupt you there, but was to just talk about the government bureaucracy. And I told your call screen I was calling about something different, but when I sat on the line there, I really wanted to talk about this New Zealand shooting thing. But, the government bureaucracy surrounding banning video, banning content, banning free speech, I mean, it just never ends, man. I mean, how can you hire enough agents to monitor thoughts, the internet, file sharing? I mean, you can't.
As a viewer, you couldn't possibly know whether what you are watching is a real snuff film or a fake snuff film. I mean, you may have an opinion about it, but you wouldn't really know for sure. So could you even knowingly possess something like that?
I remember in the 90s and maybe even the early aughts, you'd find a few news stories out there that were talking about these young men that would watch certain movies over and over again. I think Boys in the Hood was mentioned at least once, and then went out and committed crimes. And somehow they watched the movies and then became amped
crazy.
They got amped up on the movies and they went out and did stuff. So when you presume...
Didn't people think comic books were doing that to young boys?
They made the very same claim about comics in the 50s, and that's how we got the Comics Code Authority back then. And I'm not entirely ready to dismiss the notion that movies cause people to act in certain ways. I'm just asking whether or not we want the society where we ban everything that we think might cause somebody to act in a certain way. I mean, there's your slippery slope argument.
It ultimately comes down to who decides that. I mean, how does this person who got hired for a government job making, $80,000 a year, ultimately going to decide what me and my kids should watch?
Have to determine whether or not it is damaging to the community, basically. And that's completely arbitrary based on the opinion of whoever the censor is at that moment.
Exactly.
Thanks, Libertarian Banker, for your call tonight.
You,
I appreciate it.
I can tell you my wife and I disagreed on a particular movie that my son and I watched. So the movie was 300. Did you ever see this, Ian?
Yeah. I feel like I have at some point.
Yeah, so it was...
I know what it's about.
Yeah, it's a movie of a comic book adaptation of the fight at Thermopylae where the 300 Spartans...
They held off a big army or something, right?
By the way, it was 300 Spartans, but it was a lot of people from a lot of other city-states, too. Regardless, it doesn't make a difference. The Spartans really won that as far as a PR battle. You know, and they lionize King Leonidas in this, and it's a great movie. I never got to see the second one. I probably should because I really enjoyed the first one. But it's got a lot of fake gore in it. And, I mean, it's not terribly gory, but, like sort of blood splatters and those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife didn't want my son seeing it. I'm like, it'll be fine. And at this point, he hasn't grown up to torture rodents or anything like that, but... people worry about when kids should see stuff. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I got my way. He hasn't seen Big Lebowski, though.
There is an interesting story here. So the story that had the detail that I mentioned to you, Mark, about saying that it's not illegal to watch a snuff film in the United States comes out of a much larger piece written by Leslie Anderson at The Verge, Snuff, Murder and Torture on the Internet and the People Who Watch It. I don't know if we want to get into it, but maybe.
I don't want to read the whole thing.
Maybe later.
I have watched some of these films that have come out of, like the, usually it's somebody, a hostage being killed, and they're sending
like
a message.
Like the ISIS?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I heard they lost their final territory this morning on the radio.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that. Yeah. I heard that the Mueller investigation came out, and, you know, like everybody's all aflutter over what it says, but there's not going to be any additional arrests, so it sounds like all this
hullabaloo
for the last 2 years about Trump getting arrested
is over?
Horse crap.
Okay.
And, I mean, come on. The person in the most powerful position in the world is going to be arrested? Come on.
No, it's not going to happen.
Doesn't make any sense.
A little bit more on this censorship story for you from RadioNZ.co.nz, where chief censor in New Zealand, David Shanks, says the publication, meaning the manifesto, the 74-page manifesto by the alleged shooter down there, crosses the line to make it objectionable under New Zealand law.
The line we have drawn,
he says,
it crosses it.
Yeah, he says, quote, "There is an important distinction to be made between hate speech, which may be rejected by many right-thinking people, but which is legal to express, and this type
in New Zealand,
and this type of publication, which is deliberately constructed to inspire further murder and terrorism," he said. He recognized the publication had been widely reported on during the past week, with media publishing commentary on it and, on occasion, making it available through links or downloadable copies. Quote, "Most New Zealanders who've read this will find it repellent, but most New Zealanders are not the target audience." Shanks said, quote, "It is
sorry, we can't let any of you read this because some people may be affected."
He says it is aimed at a small group who may be receptive to its hateful, racist, and violent ideology, and who may be inspired to follow the example set by its apparent author. Unquote. Those who have the publication for legitimate purposes, such as reporters, researchers, and academics, to analyze and educate, can apply for an exception.
Oh, you can apply for an exception.
Right.
Okay, first off, everybody's a reporter now because everybody has a Facebook account. I mean, it's called a news feed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you write on there is news for a certain audience. So, now, the obviously, if you don't put in the application, you have a particular problem. You haven't filled out our paperwork, sir! But other than that, you know, I mean, come on. Everybody's a reporter.
Anyone who sees the material online is being asked to report it immediately. That's right. Snitch on your neighbors. Snitch on your fellow webmasters there in New Zealand. We got to put these people in prison and teach them a lesson.
I don't think you should share this in order to fly in this guy's face, but this guy's a jerk.
Yeah, I of course would completely advocate that people share things around because, you know, you should be free to do those things. Of course, going to prison for 14 years is a bit of a dissuasive factor.
Deterrent, yes.
There in New Zealand. If you want to comment on censorship, do you want to see censorship brought about here in the United States? 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. If you want to join us here, you may. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Been talking about censorship in New Zealand. And I wonder, how many people in the United States want this? How many people here inside the United States boundaries would love to see a U.S. office of censor, a head censor, a censor bureaucrat, some top dog to decide what finally, what is and what is not right and wrong and what it is that people should and should not be able to possess? Why don't we have this?
I can tell you this. I think I'd speak for everybody in America that people should be able to possess the things that I do like and should not be able to possess the things that I don't like.
Well, you would be perfect for the job then of U.S. Censor.
That's right. I should decide. By the way, all your sports teams that I don't like, they're out of here.
Unfortunately, we can joke about it here because we have some semblance of freedom of speech. Not perfect. It's not perfect. I mean, there was, you remember that pornographer, I think he called Max Hardcore was
his
stage
name. Yeah.
He actually went to prison during Bush and Obama, I think.
Bush.
But Obama didn't pardon him or anything like that. So.
Well, no. I mean, who's going to pardon a pornographer?
Yeah. So they did put him in prison, and I think that was incredibly wrong of them to do. So it's not perfect in the United States, but we do have a lot more freedom to say things. I mean, I think even in Canada, there's a lot that you just can't even say on the radio, more so than here in the United States. So we do have it pretty good as far as freedom of speech, all things considered, unlike New Zealand, where there's literally a bureaucrat who, and he's got underlings as
chief
well.
Chief censor.
Yeah, there's the chief censor.
Well, you can't have a bureaucrat chief censor without,
without underlings.
Censor, yeah.
So, and they decide. You know, whether you can see a movie, whether you can listen to a musical release, whether you can even have a T-shirt. At one point, they banned, according to Wikipedia, they banned the Cradle of Filth band's T-shirt from being distributed.
This.
It's like, you know, heavy metal band or something like that. Maybe it's death metal or something like that. It's something pretty heavy, I think. But there, you know, there was some sort of offensive picture involving Jesus and probably something, you know, terrible happening.
Sure.
And they, you know, censored that. However many years ago that it was. So, if you want to join us, you can.
So I remember, you know, you're familiar with this, the Avengers.
I know it exists. I mean, I've never seen any of them.
Well, you did get to see Doctor Strange recently.
I loved it.
Yeah. Doctor Strange, by the way, if you want to get involved in the 22 film long Marvel arc, Doctor Strange is a great one for entering into it because you don't have to like superheroes to enjoy the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Regardless, Doctor Strange.
If you like mushrooms, you'll enjoy the Doctor Strange movie.
Well, I never considered it that way. The Doctor Strange movie is...
And by that, I mean psychedelic mushrooms.
Yeah, but you stop, because you're blowing me off my track here.
Sorry.
Doctor Strange gets tortured, spoiler alert, I don't care, in the year-old Avengers Infinity War.
Hmm.
And it's just a brief scene. But that scene was banned, I believe, in Saudi Arabia, and I think it was 40 other countries
wow.
around the world.
So they cut that one scene out, huh?
Yeah, or they did something otherwise. But that scene is controversial. Now, he's being tortured with imaginary items. It's not like somebody's taking a scalpel and cutting him or anything like that.
But there's been plenty of torture scenes in various movies over the years. I imagine those were also banned.
I can only presume, but this is a blockbuster, and it's recent. And it's kind of interesting that because of that, and by the way, that was in the trailers, too, that was occurring, so not too much of a spoiler. But, yeah, he was that was banned in many countries because they won't have torture in their movies at all.
So if you want to join the discussion, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. Let's go to Andrew, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Andrew.
Hi. I don't remember the exact quote, but shortly after that New Zealand massacre, I saw something where the manifesto had said things to the effect of the reason I selected firearms was because I wanted to create reason to have gun laws passed. And the reason I did this, you know, was to create division and disruption, which, of course, any terrorist is doing. I think it's interesting that, you know, they want to suppress his manifesto. One of the reasons might be because they're doing exactly what he told them to do by banning guns.
Well, I mean, New Zealand is definitely cracking. It sounds like they're going to crack down even further on semi-automatic weapons. They already have some, you know, obviously some regulations that are in place. But if I recall correctly,
handguns are basically illegal.
Didn't he also want to have the U.S. ban guns? Didn't he want that?
He did. Yeah, he did. And he was hoping at least to get registration, because that's really the key. They get registration under the guise of a background check, which they don't really care about and they know won't work. But they really want registration, because then once they've done that, the cat's out of the bag, and all they've got to do is pass a law in a moment of frenzy, and they can ban everything at that point.
Then they can confiscate.
I haven't read this manifesto, because I don't tend to want
to... It's 74 pages.
Well,
I mean, what
doesn't mean that it's single-spaced typed. It could be, it's full of memes, too.
It's mostly typed from what I looked at. It's not like... photographic.
It's my understanding is he said just about everything in this and contradicted himself in the process. So, you know, maybe he's looking for this, or maybe he's looking for the fight that would ensue if banning and registration attempted to be there's something they attempted to do that in the United States. It's not going to happen, not under Trump's watch, I don't think. It doesn't seem like he's ready to give that up. So I don't know what I think about this crazy guy's screeds.
Andrew, anything else you want to share?
Nope. I just hope we don't ever go down that registration path.
Hell, every other place in the world has.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
They're not going to go after banning guns, because at some point you'll be able to print guns on a 3D printer, and they're going to fail at that. They're going to go after bullets.
You can already print guns on a 3D printer.
I understand, but you'll be able to do it en masse.
We go to Bob in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC as well. Hello, Bob.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I just want to bring up something. You're talking about censorship, and some things are just too obscene to look at. What about what's the main symbol of the Catholic Church? A man nailed to a cross with blood dripping out of him and out of his head.
That's pretty obscene.
How offensive is that? He's naked and hung to a cross. That's pretty offensive.
Nearly naked.
Yeah. I mean, that is sick. To hang, you know, to pound somebody's hands and feet into anything is a pretty sick thing to do, and to put that on display.
It's okay to look at that every day, right? In paintings. and on the cross, yeah, so that's okay.
Yeah, I think you make a pretty good point. I wouldn't say that it's exclusive to the Catholic Church. There's plenty of churches with those crosses and crucifixes.
Yeah, but it's obscene. That's obscene, I think. But anyway, I don't know anything. I'm a 59-year-old white man. I'm stupid. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate it. The toll-free number
here. That's how we should end up every call. Shut up, white guy.
855-450-3733. So, that's pretty much the news out of New Zealand. They've had censorship. It's not a new thing. I was looking on our Discord server to see if somebody... I know somebody posted the link to the manifesto, but searching for manifesto just pulled up people talking about the manifesto, and it didn't actually... It's there somewhere, so...
Pulling it up during the show isn't going to be useful anyway, because...
No, but I wanted to reshare it. I wanted to, considering it's illegal now in New Zealand, I wanted to reshare it on our, Facebooks and stuff like that. Or I guess not the Facebooks, but Twitters and various different social medias and such. So I'll see if I can... I'll continue to dig for it and keep an eye on our Twitter over at twitter.freetalklive.com. Also, we've got the decentralized competitor to Twitter, which is called Mastodon. You can go to that at toot.freetalklive.com or follow us on Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, coming up here tonight, you've got a story from the Foundation for Economic Education about poor people. You know, we're told about how awful it is to be poor, and I certainly would not want to be poor in any country of the world. But, of course, being poor in the United States tends to be a bit of a different situation. Compared
not exactly
to,
what poverty is yeah. around the rest of the world.
You know, if you've got 5 televisions and 3 cell phones and, air conditioning and heat, you're doing a lot better as a poor person in the U.S. than, say, a poor person in North Africa, for instance. But there's a story that you wanted to share from the Foundation for Economic Education over at fee.org about some of the poorest people in the world and how they're getting richer in a shocking
Yeah, they're getting richer faster than anyone else is getting richer.
That's coming up. First, we go to Greg listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes.
I don't know what. Are you on like a speakerphone or something?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Much better now, but we're going to put you on hold and come back to you. So stand by, Greg. We'll get right back there with Greg, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Speakerphones might be convenient, not great for radio, though.
Yep,
855-450-3733. If you're driving, pull over, and we'll get you on the air. Talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Coming up in hour number 3, we got poor people getting richer, and we'll tell you more about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The 3 cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.